This podcast is sponsored by the Florida Panther Protection Program. The Florida Panther is a grayish-brown cat in the same family as the Texas Panther and Puma. Due to hunting and land development, these endangered animals were down to just a couple dozen in Florida. But in recent years, through habitat management and protection, their numbers have grown to around 100. Mark Lotz is a biologist who works with these beautiful cats for the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission. Mark, a lot of people aren't even familiar with the Florida Panther. It's a beautiful cat. Can you talk about the Florida Panther? You work with them down there in Southwest Florida. What value is placed on the position in the ecosystem, in the environment there in South Florida?
Well, the Florida Panther is a member of the Puma species. All Pumas in North and South America are of the same species. What we have here in Florida is one of the subspecies of Pumas. And it's a unique population here that is critically endangered. There's only about 100 of them left currently. Their role in the environment is one of the more important ones, being a top predator and having such a large requirement for habitat space. It makes them important because if you are able to save the panther, you're saving everything that lives underneath that panther as well. Of all the animals here, they have the largest home range requirements. So if you can save one panther's home range, you're saving about 10 black bears' home ranges and 20 bobcats' home ranges and hundreds of rabbits' home ranges, and, you know, the list goes on and on. So in that respect, it's, you know, they're important for saving all the other wildlife species. And it's not just wildlife we're talking about. We're talking about our own survival and existence as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because as you're saving this habitat for these animals, you're preserving land to replenish our aquifers. And if everything gets paved over, all the rainwater is just going to be washed out to the ocean, and you're going to turn the faucet on one day to get a drink, and you're not going to have anything there. So it's important not just for wildlife, but for our own well-being too.
Like so many species, not just here in Florida, but all over the country, the main reason that the Florida panther has decreased in numbers, especially in recent years, is human encroachment, development. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's one of the biggest contributors to why panthers are so endangered today, just loss and fragmentation of habitat. Early on, as the East was being settled, they were hunted for fear of, you know, attacking people and their livestock, and there were active campaigns to eradicate the area of panthers, and they did a pretty good job. You know, Florida panthers used to range throughout the entire southeastern United States, you know, from South Carolina all the way over to Louisiana and
down really?
Through Florida.
Wow.
You know, that's the historic range of the Florida panther. Of course, now the only breeding population is in South Florida, you know, basically that area south of Lake Okeechobee. That's where panthers are breeding today.
What is the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission doing as, of course, you're a member of? What are you doing that you see as long-sighted in helping to preserve the Florida panther?
Well, a few things. Probably one of the most important steps we've taken in recent years has been with genetic restoration of the species. Because they're so endangered, you know, their numbers at one time were close to 30. And now with recent genetic data, it looks like the population may have been reduced to one single breeding female, and it's grown from that. But when you have a lot of individuals so closely related, you know, brothers mating with their sisters and their mothers and fathers breeding their daughters, that really leads to a lot of inbreeding problems. And some of the most harmful effects of that we were seeing were panthers had holes in their hearts, the males only had one and sometimes no testicles. And there were some other problems as well, but those were among the worst problems. So in 1995, we brought 8 panthers over from Texas to help with the inbreeding problem. And that was a great success in terms of alleviating all those health problems. And the population today is a lot healthier genetically than it was 15 or 20 years ago. And it's a lot closer to what it historically was. Because as I mentioned, you know, they used to range throughout the entire Southeast, and there was a natural gene flow going on between the eastern cougar that was to the north, which that is now extinct, and the Texas cougar to the west. You know, those animals used to interbreed readily. So that's why we chose cats from Texas for this project. But since they've become isolated, you know, those opportunities have been lost. So we essentially reconnected that natural gene flow to help with some of those problems.
Mark, what can someone who's truly interested in this species, who wants to make a difference, do to help? Is there anything that someone listening could do, or something you can advise they might want to become part of that would help the Florida panther?
Yeah. If people live in Florida, the easiest and most effective way to help the Florida panther is to buy a Florida panther license plate. The monies raised by that plate go into a trust fund, and all of our research and management activities are funded completely through the sale of license plates. We don't get any general revenue funds or any other, you know, monies from other sources, so everything we do comes from the sale of license plates. So that's probably the best and easiest way.
I live here in Florida, and I didn't even know that. That's a great idea. Mark Lotz is a biologist with the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission out of its Naples field office in Southwest Florida. Mark, thanks so much for joining me today.
You're welcome.
For more information about the Florida panther and the Panther Protection Plan, go to floridapantherprotection.com. Thank you for listening. I'm Mark Chenoweth.